So it's been really nice having my son home from college. I kind of missed him when he moved out, and it was just I was just so happy that rather than like move in with some friends, he came back home for the summer, you know? It's nice to have his energy in the house again. But one issue that I do have with the fact that he's back home right now is that I haven't been able to find a spoon in the house for like the last 2 weeks. And I know where they are. They're in his bedroom. He will sneak. He's not even sneaking off with them. He just like takes them and never brings them back. So I was in his bedroom the other day when I thought he was out, just like gathering up all the dishes and stuff. Because if I'm in there gathering up spoons, I may as well gather the plates and the cups too. And I was under the bed gathering up a couple cups that seemed to have gotten shoved towards the back. I found my favorite coffee mug back there, by the way, and there was a shoebox underneath the bed, and it was odd because that was all that was under there was this shoebox and like the couple cups that had like clearly been missed the last time that he had to do cleaning. But otherwise, all of his stuff has been moved mostly into the garage. So I was like, well, what's this? And I pulled the box out, and I was really just like in a rush. We needed the spoons. Like, we were going to have soup for dinner, so we needed them. I needed to get them in the dishwasher. I don't even know why I looked in the box. I could have left it. I really could have left it. I didn't have to look in it. I know that it was wrong. I know that I should respect his privacy, but I couldn't help myself. I wasn't thinking, I guess. You know how moms get when they're like in that like take care of their child mode where they just sometimes can overstep a little bit. I didn't mean anything bad by it. Anyway, when I opened the box, I've read about these things on the internet, you know. I have Facebook, and a Telegram account, and I keep in touch with all of the neighbors through Nextdoor. I've heard about this, and I was just absolutely shocked. I was expecting to open the box and find pornography or drugs, and I should have been a little bit more suspicious when I picked it up and it was so light, but I just didn't even. I wasn't thinking. So I opened the box, and inside it's just there's some wadded up tissue, and I don't know how a person's supposed to react when they realize that their son is using a box to collect their cum. I wish I knew. They don't cover this in the parenting books, you know? So at first, it was really the smell that clued me in, and like it was all very fresh. It was clearly very fresh because, like, it gets that stale smell, and it just no, this was clearly from like maybe 45 minutes ago before he left the house, and just wadded up tissue, and I can see a little bit of it dripping the corner of the box, and I don't know. It was busy. I was in a rush. My brain just all I could do was reach in and pick the tissue up just ever so delicately because I feel like I wanted to like reassure myself that I was seeing what I was seeing, and I gave it the smallest smell because you know, sometimes our eyes can trick us, and it was, oh my God, it smelled so good. And it was at that point that I looked up and I realized that there was somebody in the doorway, and I was so flustered and embarrassed and confused, and I immediately slammed the box closed and put it on the ground and kind of like tried to toss it underneath the bed. And of course, that didn't work. It like bounced off of the bed and then popped open because the lid wasn't on very well and everything kind of scattered across the floor. And I looked up and there's my baby boy just staring down at me with this look, this horrified look. And I've gone a little bit cock dumb, I'm gonna be completely honest. I guess more cum dumb is the more accurate. Look, it smelled so fucking good. And I've been terribly careful to hide my proclivities, my sweet boy. And I just... Well, his father and any of his father's friends will tell you that the minute I just, like, get a whiff of it, I am just a fucking fiend for the cock and the cum. And he's standing there, and the look on his face, again, he's just absolutely horrified, and he's flustered, and he's stammering then that, Mom, it's not what it looks like. And I'm sitting there on my knees, panicking to get up, tripping over myself a little bit, because, again, I was just trying to get this all done in a rush, and I didn't really realize what I was doing. And as I stumble, I kind of fall and run into him, and then I'm bumping him up against the wall, and we're both kind of, you know, scared and skittered and worried about touching one another. But it just, finally, we both kind of calmed down a little bit, and he helped me stand up. My boy's such a good boy. And I stammered through the whole thing. Baby, I am so fucking sorry. I did not mean to go through your things. I did not mean to look through your personal things. And he just looks so much like his father sometimes, you know. It's terribly confusing. I can feel my brain trying to get back into parental, appropriate, I didn't just find my son's box of cum, brain state. And no, he's right in front of me, and I come back to, he's also a little bit flustered, and I find my voice is like slowly rising as I'm trying to stammer through the whole thing. And he has his hands on my shoulders, and I can feel his fingers dig into me just a little bit, and the look on his face, he just looks, he closes his eyes, and you know when your body just kind of reacts and you don't really think about it, you just do the thing, and then the next thing you know, you've done the thing and your body's in a, like, I don't know why suddenly my hands were kind of on his waist, just like his hands were on my shoulders and my hands were on his waist. And it was like we were dancing, you know. There's still room for a Bible between us, so it was like we were dancing. It was innocent. Look, maybe I'm making this sound a little bit more dramatic than it was. I don't want you to think that I, like, wanted to suck my son's cock, but maybe I wanted to just get a taste. And that was all my brain could think about, was how delicious the box smelled opening it. I would have, like, if you had told me this was something that I was going to be doing today, I would have thought it was going to be utterly disgusting and horrifying, and I just wouldn't be able to, like, if you told me that, I would just be unable to stop thinking about how it smelled and how thick it was. I can feel my fingers kind of tighten on his waist at that point, as my brain gets another wave of, like, we really fucking want that though. And his eyes are closed and he's taking a couple deep breaths, and I can see that he's trying to gather himself, and I don't really want to gather myself, you know? I can't help myself. Maybe it's the stress. Maybe it's worrying about managing the household and taking care of one more person. And maybe I just haven't been taken care of for a while now in general, and I'm just... I'm not gonna tell you I was aching between my legs. Because it was more of like a... just like a throbbing soreness. And I don't even know what I was thinking, because as he's standing there in my hands, and I can feel his hands tighten again on my shoulders, and then one is shifting just a little bit down my chest, like maybe he's going to push me away, but he's so close to my breasts, and my hands are working over the front of his pants, and I can feel something. I don't even know what's making my fingers do this. I don't know who's running my hands. A voice in the back of my head is screaming, "What the fuck are you doing, you stupid, stupid whore?" And a louder voice in my head is just saying, "I bet it tastes fucking delicious, and maybe he'll give it to you. He's such a good boy." I can feel him getting harder under my hand, and I can feel his breath slow down. I can smell his body wash on him, and I can smell him a little bit. He must have been out for his morning run. I just can't help but notice that he seems a little bit more fit and tighter than when he was home, and he's just always been such a sweet boy. And then I'm tugging at his running shorts, and he's letting out the smallest gasp, and he's almost trying to push me away. At one point, he's moaning for me, and it's that sound of, "Don't stop. Maybe we should stop." I can't stop. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm telling you this anyway. It's so embarrassing. It's so filthy. But my hand is working over his bulge, and I can feel him throbbing, and then he's moving his one hand down lower over my breasts, and he starts to fondle me just a little bit. His hand kind of wrapping around to pull me closer, so he can feel my tits on his chest, I guess. Are we hugging? Is that what? I don't know. I just don't know anymore. And I just feel... I wish I could explain it, but I guess my brain just shut off and my body took over, and my hands are running over him and down his chest and tugging at his shorts, and one hand is slipping into him. I can feel his cock underneath his underwear. They're so fucking thin. They're like some sort of poly sport blend or something. Where the fuck did he get these? Oh my gosh. He feels bigger than his father, and the way he's moaning into my ear, pressing his face into my hair, smelling me and tugging me closer. I know he wants it too. The aching between my legs just keeps building, and I find my hand is wrapped around his cock, stroking gently as my mouth finds his, and we're kissing in a really shy, gentle sort of way. You know, when the boys invite me to their poker nights, there usually isn't a lot of kissing involved. I just usually get to blow the winner. So it's just such a lovely change that he's giving me the sweetest kisses and moaning for me and breathing me in, and then we're kissing hard. His hand is wrapping around my waist, grabbing my ass, while his other one's tweaking my nipples, and my hands are both wrapped around his cock. I just want to taste it so bad. I can't stop myself. My hands are working at pulling his jogging shorts down, and his hands are fumbling with my top, and the next thing I know, he's pulled my t-shirt off, and I'm there in my laundry day bra, and it doesn't take long before he's pushing me down to my knees, and I go eagerly. Take my time a little bit, maybe? I don't know. And as I'm going down, my hands are hooking into his shorts and his underwear, and I'm pulling them down. His cock springs out, and I let out the smallest little squeal of surprise as it almost snaps to attention right under my nose. And I'm looking up at him as my tongue... It's so embarrassing, and I think if I had been in any more of a right mind, I would have been more embarrassed, and I would have stopped, and I would have realized how bad this all is. When it hits my face, I just feel how heavy it is. I can see his balls hanging in front of me, and they look so fucking swollen, heavy, full. This cock is looking just... gorgeous in front of my face. My tongue's out almost instinctively, and I'm licking up and down his shaft, my eyes on his. I lose myself in them. He's letting out the smallest whimpers and whines, biting his bottom lip, just trying to hold everything back. His hands go a little bit limp on my head, and I'm free to take advantage of the cock that's in front of me. And I just get lost on it. Slicking, sucking. Making the most disgusting noises, and tastes so fucking delicious. That sweaty man flavor, you know, after a guy has been partaking in some physical activity, and just I find my brain melting as I try to take in every last inch of his cock with my tongue.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean... I didn't mean to go through your things.
Licking and lapping, sucking and kissing at him, wanting to just devour that taste and to devour him a little bit. My lips are popping down over the head, and he's letting out this sigh of relief, and I can hear him gasp in just a little bit.
I'm so sorry. Oh, I should have known better. I'm just trying to take care of you. Oh, I...
I'm lost on his cock, my head bobbing up and down, pausing every time I get to his head to pop my lips off and over, sucking hard on him. He's making pre-cum almost immediately when I touch him, and that just adds to the flavor. He's almost a little sweet, and it's got this thick jelly quality that when it hits my tongue, I can feel it coat it, and it just tastes like a treat.
Oh, mommy loves the taste of your cock. Oh.
I want more. And I get lost in trying to find that.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, that just smells so good. Oh, it tastes so much better.
I don't even think I was thinking, if I'm honest. I don't. I just went into autopilot, and his hands are in my hair, and my mouth is all over his cock, and then down to his balls to suck at them gently. I can feel them sucking up into his body, and his cock is throbbing, and I can feel his pulse through the couple veins that I've managed to find and trace up and down over and over again. I stopped to pause to jerk his cock off onto my tongue, collecting some pre-cum, staring up at him eagerly, my eyes just full of pleading, begging. I need to be filled up. I need to taste him. I need to empty him out. I need it.
Mommy wants to be your cum box. Mommy wants to be your cum dump.
I can... I'm lost in the smell. I'm lost in the flavors. I'm lost in the sloppy wet mess that I've created for myself. And his head is leaning back so I can't see his eyes anymore. And his fingers are tightening on the back of my head. And he's shoving me down on his cock again. His head hitting the back of my throat hard. And then I can feel it pop through deeper into my throat. And I almost let out the smallest squeal around him. It's lost in all the moans and gagging and delight. He's letting out a hard moan, and his fingers are digging into me, holding me still on his cock. His head just resting on my tongue, so when he spurts, he's hitting the top of my mouth, and I can suck at it and taste it, and my tongue laps at the slit on his head as every hot, juicy, thick shot pours into my mouth, and I can feel it start to drip out of my lips as he thrusts a little with each pump. He groans something about fuck mommy, and all I can do is wait to collect all of his delicious juice in my mouth. I want to see his eyes when I swallow it. I want him to watch me. I have to moan around the cum in my mouth as I try to collect it on my tongue, and there's just so much of it that it's dripping down my chin, and I can feel drops starting to hit my tits with all the slobber and drool, and it takes him a moment to catch his breath and look down at me, and it's only then when he does that he sees I've been waiting for him so patiently. Just... I want to show him how good I am at being a cum box for him. It's only when I really see that little light of recognition in his eyes that I let my mouth close and...
Who's mommy's good boy?
I swallow long, luxuriously, licking the rest that's caught on my lips, using my fingers to clean off the bit that's fallen down to my tits, down my chin, sucking them off. And he watches me, hypnotized as I do. His cock throbs in front of me. And as I'm licking myself clean, staring up at him, with my dumb, happy whore eyes, I start to really realize what just happened, and my brain kicks into high gear, telling me what I should have done in hindsight. And it's only really at that point that I realize what I should have said was, "What if I told you about hoarding spoons?"
Hi, hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, how's it going? So, I just want to say thank you so very much for listening until the end. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're having a great week. I just hit 1,000 subscribers on Reddit, so I'm feeling very good about myself. I hope we'll see more from me. I don't know. Maybe? Let's see. Okay, anyway, bye!